Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a section, the chapter on the prohibition of a urban dweller, person staying in the city, selling on behalf of a rural dweller, person as a farmer, meeting trade caravans in advance, going and meeting the trade caravans that are bringing goods, going in advance, meeting them and requesting to purchase in the midst of another brother's purchase. So we're going to meet the caravan to try and become the agent on behalf of those people that are coming to sell in the city. Or while somebody is making an offer to buy something, in the midst of his purchase to make a counter offer, to make another offer, to make an offer over and above what that person is offering, this is something the Sharia doesn't encourage. Or sending a marriage proposal when another brother has proposed without permission or retraction. Person has proposed now, he sent his proposal, and while that people or those people are still considering that proposal, now somebody else goes and he sends the proposal. Sharia doesn't like all these things. This is the beauty of Islam. It's very clean, very fair. That somebody else already sent a proposal there. Now, at that time, let these people consider if they refuse or if they show no interest in the proposal, now it is fine for you to go and propose. Or a person made an offer, the seller is not interested in that offer that has come. Now to go make an offer for that house or for that car or for whatever it is, now it becomes permissible. But at that time when somebody else is interested and is putting an offer, Sharia teaches us that don't go and put another offer. And how often you find something is worth X amount, one property, for vacant land for example, is worth, example, 1 million rand. That's the market value of it. But you'll find often one person will go, he'll make an offer for that property, 1 million rand. Another person hears about it, he'll go and make another offer for 1.5 million. And the third person hears about it and he makes an offer for 2 million. So now something that was normally worth 1 million, where one Muslim could have purchased that piece of land for 1 million, another Muslim makes another counter offer. And sometimes it happens that the thing gets sold for 3 million, 4 million. And the sad part is that one person will get it. But how much of money, the 3 million or 4 million, that extra money that was paid, maybe to a non-Muslim also, could have been used for a masjid, could have been used for a madrasa, could have used for the poor. But now because Muslims are competing against each other, and the price is shooting up. Or even if it's a non-Muslim also, the thing a person should have that amount of decency, that somebody else has put an offer, let me respect that. Offer, even much more as the hadith explaining, that if it's your brother, in other words, if a Muslim has done this, then you shouldn't try and cut him. Why do that? What is in your taqdeer, you'll get. What's in his taqdeer, he will get. Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ay yabi'a hadirun libadin, wa la tanajashu, wa la yabi'u rajulu ala bay'i akhihi, wa la yakhtubu ala khitbati akhihi, wa la tas'alu al-mar'atu talaqa ukhtiha لتكفأ ما في إنائها وفي رواية قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن التلقي وإن يبتاع المهاجر للأعراب وأن تشترط المرأة طلاق أختها وإن يشتام الرجل على سوم أخيه ونهى عن النجش والتصرية متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited an urban dweller, person in a city, to sell on behalf of a rural dweller. We explained this yesterday. Why? What happens now is that either it is ghurar or it is dharar. Ghurar means that person is coming with the goods may be deceived. He thinks the amount, the value is much less than it actually is, because the city person tells him, I'm going to sell all this on your behalf, and he gives him a low amount. Or there may be dharar, this person will take it and he'll hold the goods. People in the city need it. That commodity is something that everyone needs. It's a necessity. It's not a luxury item. Everyone needs that item, they can't get it because one person is holding it. So now it's causing darar, it's causing harm to the people. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa prohibited this. And offering to purchase in order to raise the price. The next thing that hadith mentions is wala tanajashu. Tanajashu means people sometimes what they do is they got one person there. This person is hired just to make the price seem higher. In other words, a customer comes and is offering 10 rand for one product. This person is hired there just to make another offer. You offer 15 rand. So this person starts thinking maybe that the price of this thing is 15 rand. So he'll also offer 15 rand for the product. This is called tanajashu. And often it happens like that. People come and they see, whenever they're about to purchase something, somebody hired in a shop quietly, he'll say, no, I won't pay 15 rand for this. 15 rand, I'm taking it. So now automatically the owner of the shop, now he says 15 rand. So this person is, Picharo came to buy there, he thinks the price is 15 rand. So now he also offers 15 rand for a product like that. Maybe there's few items like that. So he also orders, or he also pays 15 rand. Or when another person comes and he wants to pay 15 rand, this person is hired there. For nothing, he'll say 20 rand. So he's just offering, but not a genuine offer. is just to try and increase the price. Now we can apply our mind and see how many times in business people do things like this, where they make schemes to try and deceive the customer that the price is higher. So this is what the hadith is explaining to us. Although the hadith is using one situation, if we apply our minds, we'll see how many situations are like that. The next thing the hadith says, وَلَا يَبِيعُ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى بَيْءِ أَخِيهِ. When his brother is interested, when his brother is interested in purchasing something, then he purchases, or he purchases in the midst of another brother's purchase. He makes an offer. Example we gave of one property. Somebody made an offer, in the midst of that offer, he goes and makes an offer. The next thing the hadith speaks about, وَلَا يَخْطُبُ عَلَى خِطْبَةِ أَخِيهِ. A person doesn't propose in the midst of his brother's proposal. Proposal went to the house, and now they're still considering it, and now he takes a proposal there. This is not correct. وَلَا تَسْأَلُ الْمَرْأَةُ طَلَاقَ أُخْتِهَا لِتُكْفَأَ مَا فِي إِنَائِهَا. And nor should a woman ask for her sister to be divorced so that she may take her place. A woman wants to get married to a certain man. So she tells this man, you know what? You divorce your wife. Divorce your wife so I can take her place. Or a person that is, woman that is married already, and now her husband got another wife, got two wives. So she tells the husband, you know what, divorce the second wife and take this other person. Make this person take her place. Or the first situation I explained, where somebody wants to marry this man is happily married, and tells him, you know, divorce your wife so I can get married to you. The Sharia doesn't encourage these things. If we look at it and we think about it, these are things that create disunity. These are things that create unhappiness. These are things that will create discord in the community. Sharia is saying, cut it out from the roots. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ نَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ التَّلَقِّي. Another riwayat, it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited from going ahead to meet the trade caravans. Go ahead and do the deal with the trade caravans. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prevented this. Yesterday we gave an example. It's something that's similar, not exact, something similar, where people block book all the tickets, and now the public suffer. They go to pay two times, sometimes three times more than what the actual price is. وَأَن تَشْتَرِطَ الْمَرْأَةُ طَلَاقَ أُخْتِهَا. And a woman demanding that her sister be divorced. A woman demanding that her sister be divorced. This is an example. Person has got two wives, and one wife is telling the husband, divorce that other wife. Divorce her so that you can take somebody else in her place. Or I will be the only wife. I don't like to be married to you with another woman. So divorce this woman. So this also Sharia doesn't like. And the next part of the hadith, وَإِيَّشْتَامَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى صَوْمِ أَخِي. That a person, now he does a transaction whilst his brother is interested in doing that transaction. So this person now, he does this transaction. In the last part of the hadith, وَنَهَا عَنِ النَّجَشِ. And a person tries and increases the price. I gave the example where a person hires somebody to try and increase the price. And the last part of this hadith, وَالتَّصْرِيَةِ. And a person leaving milk in the udders of an animal. What is meant by leaving milk in the udders of an animal? Those days what they would do sometimes is that to make it seem to the customer, a person is selling a cow, to make it seem to the customer that this cow gives a lot of milk. So they would leave milking that cow for long periods of time, maybe 3 days, 4 days, week, whatever it is. So now that milk is building up in the udders of that cow. So somebody who comes to buy that cow thinks that this cow gives a lot of milk. Look at his udders, how full it is. So now by doing this, you are actually deceiving the customer. So Shariat is saying, don't do this. Do not leave the milk in the udders of the cow. You milk it and let the person come, like how it would normally be milked, how a cow would normally milk, whether it's done daily or whatever it is. But do it like that. So when the person is coming to buy, he's not being deceived by what he is seeing. How often we see today in packaging, the packaging is deceiving the people. Sometimes it's packaged like in a liter bottle and the contents may be 900 mils. Or sometimes the slab is packaged like a 100 grams and you only find 90 grams. Or sometimes toilet rolls, it may be packaged like as though it's a normal toilet roll. When you look at it, it's single ply, or it's much lighter than the normal. So these are all things we learn from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't deceive in any way, even if it means you leaving that milk extra in the udder of the cows. Don't do that also, because the customer is going to get deceived. Next hadith in Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض ولا يخطب على خطبة أخيه إلا أن يأذن له. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should not purchase in the midst of another purchase, and you should not send a marriage proposal when another brother has proposed unless he gives permission. Last hadith of this chapter. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المؤمن أخو المؤمن فلا يحل لمؤمن أن يبتاع على بيع أخيه ولا يخطب على خطبة أخيه حتى يذر. حضرت عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, so beautiful, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم started this hadith by saying المؤمن أخو المؤمن. A believer is the brother of another believer. So before you go and do anything that's going to harm your brother, think that this is your brother. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started this hadith like this. Al-mu'minu akhul mu'min. A believer is a brother of another believer. And it is therefore not lawful for a believer to purchase in the midst of another brother's purchase. And he should not send a marriage proposal when another brother has proposed unless he withdraws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Such beautiful economic principles, such beautiful things taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't deceive anybody. Don't try and make more money by causing any type of deception. Don't try and interfere with the markets. Let the markets do and they trade normally. What is meant for you will come to you. What is not meant for you will never reach you. Don't do anything that will cause any harm to any person. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.